At the White House, President Bush responded late today. He said he did not understand why France, Germany, and Belgium had balked at taking steps to defend Turkey in the event of war with Iraq. The president also said he was not impressed with Iraq's offer today to allow flights by spy planes to assist in weapons inspections. He said those flights do not amount to the disarmament the U.S. has demanded. The administration had already predicted there would be such 11th-hour concessions from Baghdad and had condemned them in advance as delaying tactics. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
President Bush told reporters during a White House photo session early this evening that he's disappointed that France and other NATO allies had blocked a NATO commitment to help Turkey should there be a war with Iraq. Turkey has pledged support for the effort to disarm Saddam Hussein. And perhaps most important for this discussion, Turkey is the one NATO member that shares a border with Iraq. It is usually a matter of course for one NATO country to commit to help another that may be in harm's way, but France and other NATO countries have said they are not ready to admit war is that inevitable. Here's President Bush.
I don't understand that decision. I mean, it affects the alliance in a negative way.
You think it does?
I think it affects the alliance in a negative way when you're not able to make a statement of mutual defense.
The president described France as a longtime ally of the United States, and Mr. Bush said he has spoken with French President Chirac about their differences over Iraq. But he said France's position on NATO and Turkey is, quote, short-sighted. The president also weighed in on Iraq's sudden offer to allow U-2 surveillance flights by UN inspectors. He dismissed the idea, saying Iraq is trying to buy time by playing a diplomatic game. He said simply, Iraq needs to disarm. The administration remains emphatic that there still is no timeline for military action against Iraq. But the president's recent language, using phrases such as the game is over and time is running out, has many expecting something to happen very soon. Today in Nashville, where he spoke to a convention of religious broadcasters, he said war is a last resort.
If war is forced upon us, and I say forced upon us because use of the military is not my first choice. I hug the mothers and the widows of those who may have lost their life in the name of peace and freedom. I take my responsibilities incredibly seriously about the commitment of troops.
In Nashville, the president also spoke of the risk to Iraqi civilians.
But should we need to use troops for the sake of future generations of Americans? American troops will act in the honorable traditions of our military and in the highest moral traditions of our country. We will try in every way we can to spare innocent life. The people of Iraq are not our enemies.
Without revealing specifics, the president said the U.S. has gathered intelligence that Saddam Hussein is already taking steps to use the civilian population as human shields for his army. Such charges are part of the increasingly tough rhetoric on the part of the president and other administration officials as the countdown to a possible war continues. Mr. Bush will make several trips around the country in the next 2 weeks. Later this week, he'll visit a military base in Florida. It's all part of a deliberate process to get the general public ready for a war many still have serious questions about. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.